from now on, I will refer to 1%ers as big shots. The average income for a big shot, adjusted for inflation,
it was about $413,000.
John Bacchia studies the income growth of the wealthy at Williams College. Today, the average income of a big shot is $1.4 million. So let's say we bring a 1979 big shot into the present day to buy a house in one of the 10 wealthiest zip codes in America. If you follow the golden rule and don't spend more than 30% of your gross income on your monthly mortgage payment, it would take the 1979 big shot 30 years to pay off that home. It would take today's big shot about 9 years. So why are the big shots so much wealthier today?
The big increase in the people who are in the top 1%, and particularly the top 0.1%, would be people in finance, the Wall Street types, the hedge fund types.
Steve Kaplan is a professor at Chicago Booth. Statistically speaking, there aren't that many more people working in finance today than there were in 1979. But the ones that do earn 3.5 times more of the nation's income than they did 34 years ago. And much of the income that comes from the finance sector is not subject to federal income tax. When you factor all the taxes other than income, like payroll, state, and local, the wealthiest 400 big shots in America today